Today's daf is Lamed Tet. We're going to start at Lamed Chet. I'm going to teach tomorrow, and then I'm not going to teach Sunday, Monday. So next week, 2 days, not teaching. Okay. Refuot Shlemo. Dvorah Batino. Is Avram Shuma Ben Chana Karmit Ben Niima Orli Pinina Bar Rachel Frida Chaim Alke Esther Bat Zipporah Daniel Ben Miriam Chayrut Yosef Ben Rachel Leah Bat Rivka Rafael Yeshua Falik Ben Bracha Bati Yenta Miriam Bat Chana Racha Avram Ben Zohar Yael Miriam Bat Chaim. Okay, we were at the bottom of Lamed Chet Amud Bet. We saw yesterday that there was a machlok at Rav and Shmuel about mafkir avdo. Shmuel said if you're mafkir, you're eved, then he doesn't even need to get shechur. He's patur. Remember we talked about there's two aspects. There's the financial aspect, the mamon aspect of an eved, and then there's the isur aspect. Right? That there's... Financially, does he belong to the owner? Is he part of his property or not? But even if, Rav says, so Shmuel says, as soon as you meshachrer him from the mamoni side, then also the isser side is removed. The isser side being that he can't marry, right, when he's an eved, he can only marry a shivcha, and when he's freed, he can only marry a Jew, because then he's really a Jew already. So, according to Shmuel, it all happens in one process. When you're mafkir, you're eved, if you say, I have no rights to you anymore, then he immediately becomes free and for all intents and purposes. According to Rav, he still needs a get shechur. Okay, that was one statement of Rav. And another statement of Rav was, Magdish avdo yatsa lechirut. And that's because Rav said that when you're mafkir, you're eved, really what you mean is, I want to make him part of the Am Kadosh. You don't mean that you want to make him into Hekdesh, because he said, Gufe lo Kadish, you can't turn his goof into Hekdesh, because that would mean you're sacrificing him. And Ledami lo Ka'amar, and you also don't mean for the Damim, because he would have said the words, I'm giving your value to the Beit HaMikdash, as opposed to saying, I'm giving you to the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, since he didn't specify Ledame for the money, therefore, it must not mean that it's that he's being makdish for the money. And therefore, if he's makdish his eved means he's just free, and he's a Jew. Because what he really meant to mean was to free him. So now we're going to see some problems with that shita. Amar Rabba, we are about 15 lines from the bottom. The beginning of the line is v'tzarich get shechur. Okay, so Amar Rabba, umatvinan ashmatin. So Rabba brought this statement of Rav before. Now Rabba is saying, and we actually are going to question now the opinion that we brought. Here's a braita. Hamagdish nechasav v'hayu behen avadim. If you're magdish all your property, and within that property were avadim. So what would Rav say? You're magdish your eved, yatsa lechirut. Right? You didn't mean to make him hekdesh. But here you were magdish all of your property, and within that property it included avadim. Ein ha-gizbarim rishayin lahotzi lechirut. Now here's an interesting thing. The gizbarim own rights only to the mamon issue, but not to the isser issue, because the gizbarim have nothing to do with isur v'heter. Like, they're not in that world of marriage and all that. It's the Beit HaMikdash. So the gizbarim can't be motzi oto lechirut, because they don't have rights to take care of the isser part. So what do they do if they want to free him? And once the Acherim buy it from the Beit HaMikdash, they buy it with the full package, both the Mammon and the Isser. And therefore, Acherim motzi'in otan l'chirut. Okay? What do you see from here, firstly? Okay, we're going to see another opinion, but we're going to see that according to both opinions, your Makdish, your Eved, what happens? The Eved belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. And not what Rav said, which is, you really meant to say, I want him to be part of Am Kadosh, and you're freeing him. You follow? So Rav says it means he's freed. According to the Tanakhama here, he's not freed. Right? In order to free him, you actually have to go through a procedure. The Beit HaMikdash has to sell him, the Gizbar, the treasurer, has to sell him to somebody else, and that someone else can set him free. Rebbe Omer Ani, okay, he says, I say, Afu notein d'mei atzmo v'yotze mipnei shehu k'machrolo. He can actually buy himself out from the Hekdesh. Okay, but again, either which way, you see that Magdish Avdo is not Yotzei L'Chirut. So how can Rav disagree with this braita? So now the answer is, very famous answer that comes up in many places, Matnitin Karamit Alei de Rav, what? You're bringing a braita to contradict Rav? What's our rule always? Emoraim can't go against a Mishnah or a Tana Idik source unless they can explain it away somehow. Except for, what do they say? Rav Tanahu Palig. Rav is at that crossover generation, and he was such a great gadol that he has the power to argue with Tanaim. Okay, that's the chidush here. Okay, it's said once in a blue moon about somebody else, I believe, but mainly it's Rav. Rav appears many, many times. They say Rav has the power to disagree with a braita. So therefore, they're saying, why are you even asking a question on Rav? Rav has the rights to disagree and have his own opinion. Okay, another question on Rav. Tashma. Ach ko cherem v'chule. Okay, this is a pasuk about anything you're machrim. Okay, ach ko cherem asher yichram ish l'Hashem. This is anything you make kadosh to Hashem. Okay, now it says me adam umi behema umi sadeh huzato. Okay, what do you see here? Me adam. Who could adam be that you make kekdesh? Must be elo avadav shipchot avaknanim. So what do you see here? You can be makdish ravid, in which case, right? It would be that he is hekdesh, and not like Rav said that he's yotzei lechirut. So hacha b'mayas kina. No, that's not a contradiction, because you could just say da amar ledame. When it's talking about ach kol cherem, it means if you said. Remember, the whole thing was we said the Rav says since you didn't say ledame for the right the financial value of the eved, it must mean you really meant the eved himself. And that's why the only way to interpret it was to say you're really freeing him and saying he's part of Am Kadosh. But if you say, when the Pasuk was talking about that you can be Makdish Avadim Knanim, it meant that you can be Makdish their value. And you say, I give the value of my Eved to the Beit HaMikdash. So that's not a question. So then they say, well, if you could say it's Ledame, Ihachi Idach Nami. So why don't we say the same thing about the previous Braita? About the Gizbarim, right? If you're Makdish Nechasav, maybe you also, that case was where you said Ledame. Damar Ledame. So then they say no, because Ihachi, if you had said Ledame in that case, what's going to be the problem? What did we say in that case? You're Makdish all your Nechasim, right? The Gizbarim, if they want to set him free, what do? They sell him to somebody else, and that person can set him free. Now, if all you meant was I'm giving the financial value of my Eved, then what's the problem? How could they possibly sell him? They don't own him, right? The Gizbarim can't sell him. Or he can't buy himself out from them because, right, they don't own him. They just, all he meant was, I'm giving, you know, X amount of money, whatever my Eved is worth. You follow? Okay, so therefore, the Braita doesn't make sense to say that. So, Ihachi, Eina Gizbarim, Mashain Lotzian, Lechirut, Gizbarim, Maya Vidatayu. How could Gizbarim, what do they have to do with anything? He doesn't belong to them. Vitu, and furthermore, what else does it say? Ava Mokhino Tan Lacherim, Acherim Otzian Otan Lechirut. Acherim, Maya Vidatayu, right? How can they even purchase him? Right, they're purchasing from the Hekdesh. He doesn't even belong to the Hekdesh. Just the value of him belongs to the Hekdesh, but not his body. The two, and also the last line. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani, af hu noten d'me'atzmo v'yotzei, mipnei shuka mochrolo. V'ledame, my mipnei shuka mochrolo. Right? How could he buy himself out if they don't even own him in the first place? So therefore, they gave two questions. One, they answered up and said, Rav disagrees with that braita. The second one, they say, oh, that braita just means he said the words ledame, right? So then they say, well, why don't you just say ledame in the first one also? That would have answered the question against Rav instead of having to say Rav Tanuhu Palik. So then they say, it can't possibly make sense that it meant ledame because all along we're talking about that the Hekdesh owns him in all the sections of that braita. So if they owned him, it can't be that they said ledame. Tashma. Another source. Hamakdish avdo, oseve ochel, shelo hikdish el adamav. If you're makdish your eved, now what does this mean? So he can work, it doesn't mean his maase yadayim go to hekdesh, because he's oseve ochel. It means he can work and then eat the proceeds of what he works for, right? He's allowed to, because that doesn't turn into hekdesh. Shelo hikdish el adamav. So again, question against Rav, right? What do you see? Makdish avdo. What's mukdash? Just his financial value. So they say, oh no, don't worry about that one. Ha mane Rabbi Meir he. That's just according to Rabbi Meir. Tamar ein adam motzi dvarav levatala. Okay, Rabbi Meir has this opinion that if somebody says something that doesn't really make much sense, we assume that he just used the wrong formulation. Okay, this is a dangerous thing because we've spent many, many hours talking about exact formulations and what did you mean by your formulation. Where Rabbi Meir comes along and says is, if you made a formulation that doesn't really seem to account to anything, like your Makdish or Eved, and it can't be Ledame because you didn't say Ledame, and it can't be Legufo because there's no such thing, right? You can't sacrifice him to the Mikdash. So, if that's the case, We say, Ein adam motzid v'rav levatala. You must have meant something significant. So what you meant must have been l'dame, even if you didn't say it. Okay? So that's what we're going to assume, that if you're makdish abdo, according to Rabbi Meir, if you're not Ein adam motzid v'rav levatala, when they were going to explain it in the typical way that someone would do such a thing would be l'dame. Hachinami mistabra. And this also makes sense, because look at the end of that same braita. De katane seifa, says in the end there, v'chein hu shehikdish atzmo, oseva ochel, shelo hikdish ela damav. Then it says, and if you're makdish yourself, also, not just being makdish and eved, if you're makdish yourself, then you work, you gain the proceeds of what you work, meaning you can eat the proceeds, meaning they're not hekdesh. We don't mean that you're hekdesh l'masei adayim. What did you really mean to do? You meant, I want to give my value to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, Iyamar bishlama Rabbi Meir hi shapir. This would only work if we hold like Rabbi Meir. Why? Because, we'll see in a minute why it doesn't work Rabbanan, and then you'll know better why it does work Rabbi Meir. Ela Iyamar Rabbanan hi bishlama avdo l'damek. What's the difference between an eved and a person in terms of your value? When you say, I'm makdish the value of my eved, what do? You go look at the value of the shuk. How much would somebody buy an eved knani in the shuk? And then you'd know the value. If you're makdish yourself l'dame, there is no such thing. People don't get sold, right? Regular people aren't sold for a value. So it doesn't mean anything. So if we hold like chachamim, that we take very literally what you said, and you meant here l'dame, right? So now, it doesn't make any sense for a person. So, Iyamar Rabbanan, he, Bishlam Avdo, Lidamikai, he's Omed Lidamim, right? In other words, you can sell him. He has a price on his, you can have a price tag on him. Ela Iu, 1 second, Ela Iu Lidamikai, but a person can't be sold, doesn't have a price tag on him, so it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, it must be that this Braita holds like Rabbi Meir, who holds the Ein Adam Motzid V'Rav Levatala, and therefore, you must have meant, even though there's no such thing as putting a price tag on, you must have meant, I want to give some sort of value of my person, you know, and then you come up with what that amount is, and that must be what you meant, okay? Even though you can't really say such a thing, but that must be what you meant to say, and then you would have to give some sort of value to the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, how do we answer this? This whole bright is Rabbi Meir, in which case, it doesn't. We don't use it as a contradiction against Rav, because we just say Rav holds like Chachamim. Do you want to ask something now?
No, you just answer.
Okay, right. Okay, now we want to say, Lema Ketanai. Maybe this whole machloket of Makdish Avdo Yatzah L'Cheirut or Lo Yatzah L'Cheirut, okay, right, did you mean L'Dame or do we say Yatzah L'Cheirut? So maybe we should say it's a machloket tana'im, because we have another machloket that seems very similar. Hamakdish avdo, if you remember, lema ketanai is rejected usually, right? We want to suggest it, but it's usually rejected. Hamakdish avdo, if you're makdish your eved, ein mo'alimbo, there's no chiyuv of me'ila. What's me'ila? When you use hekdesh, right, for your own benefit, and then you have to bring a korban me'ila, and you have to pay money for it, plus a chomesh. So if you're makdish your eved, there's no din of me'ila. So what does that sound like? It means you weren't really makdish your eved, right? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer mo'alim b'sa'aro. Okay, what does that mean? You have his hair has the din of me'ila. Okay, you're going to obviously say, what about the rest of him, right? Why just his hair? We'll see in a minute. So first they think, okay, they kind of, in the beginning, they kind of ignore the hair issue. It sounds like just mo'alim, right? So if one guy says there's a din of me'ila and one guy says there isn't a din of me'ila, so obviously what's the machloket? Is it hekdesh or is it not? If it's hekdesh, there's me'ila. If there's not hekdesh, there's no me'ila. So my la b'haka miflige, demar savar kadosh, demar savar lo kadosh. Now they say no. Yitiz viraj, you really think that's the case? Hai mo'alimbo ve'ein mo'alimbo. It says there, mo'alimbo and ein mo'alimbo. It doesn't say there, hai kadosh ve'ein kadosh mibayile. If it really meant, is it hekdesh or is it not hekdesh, it would have said, it's hekdesh or it's not hekdesh. Because they say, in other words, while it's true that there's me'ila for hekdesh, we're going to see that not every case of hekdesh has a din of me'ila. Okay? So therefore, what they're saying is, since not every single case of hekdesh has me'ila or not, it would have been smarter to say, it's hekdesh or it's not, right? It's kadosh or it's not kadosh. And not, is it mo'alim or ain't mo'alim, if that's really what their machloket's about. So now, what do they say? Ela dekule alma kadosh. Everyone agrees that if you're makdish, you're eved, it is kadosh. But hacha b'hacha miflegei. Demar savar avda kimakarka edame, umar savar kimitaltel edame. Okay, now there's going to be a difference in din me'ila between karka and metaltelin. There's only a din me'ila when it comes to metaltelin. There's no din me'ila when it comes to karkaot. Okay, when it comes to property. So therefore, the whole question, and this comes up in many cases, what is an eved? Is an eved considered your movable property, or is he considered immovable property, right? Because he's not exactly metaltelin, and on the other hand, he's not exactly karka. So one guy holds he's like karka, and one guy holds he's like metaltelin. If you say he's like metaltelin, then he would have a din of me'ila. And if you say he's like karka, he wouldn't. So then they say, but then that doesn't make any sense to say that, because he hachi at a miflege b'sa'aro, liflege b'gufo. Right? It shouldn't just be an argument about are you mo'alim b'se'ar or not. It should be are you mo'alim b'gufo or not. Why should he just say, the guy who says it is me'ila should say you're mo'el in everything. So now they say, they switch. They say, no, that's not a machloka, whether it's makarke or metaltelin. Ela, dekule alma avda ki makarke dami. Everybody agrees that the eved is considered like karka. Okay? V'hacha, what's the machloka about the se'ar? B'sa'aro ha'ume li gazez kamiflegei. Mar savar ki gazuz dami, or mar savar lav ki gazuz dami. We've seen this concept before. Since hair is going to be cut, so maybe hair is not really considered part of your body, right? Your arm is part of your body. You're not planning to cut it. But your hair, at some point, you're going to cut it. So if the hair is about to be cut, then do we say that it's as if it's already removed from your body? Or do we say it's not like it's removed from your body, it's still part of your body? So if we say that your hair is gazuz dami, it's as if it's removed, then it's the din of metaltelin. The eved himself is karka, no me'ila. But the se'ar is metaltelin and it's me'ila. And if you say there's no din of me'ila, it's because you view hair that's still on your body as part of your body. Okay. So now they say, if that's the case, so lema hane t'nai kahane t'nai. Why don't we say that this machloket is just like another, this machloket by the Tanaim here on this issue is just like another machloket Tanaim t'tnan. Rabbi Meir omer, yesh dvarim shehem kikarka ve'enan kikarka. Ve'en chachamim modim lo. Rabbi Meir says there's certain things that are like karka but aren't exactly like karka. And the chachamim didn't agree with him. What's the case? Ketzad, eser gfanim t'unot masarti lecha. Okay, first you have to understand the laws of modeh b'miktzad. Modeh b'miktzad means if someone claims you owe me 100 shekels, and I say, I only owe you, someone claims to me, you owe me 100 shekels, and I say, I only owe you 50. That's what's called modeh b'miktzad. Now, if you're modeh b'miktzad, I was modeh on part of what you said. I agree with you about 50, I didn't agree with you about the whole thing. So now you have to swear on the other half, since I already admitted that there is some there's truth to your claim, so they made me take a shvuah on the other half. But modeh b'miktzad only applies in laws of metaltelin and not in laws of karkaot. Okay? So now you're going to see where this is going. So eser gfanim t'unot. What does that mean? I gave you 10 vines full of fruits. That's what it means, t'unot. V'hala omer enan ela chamesh. No, you only gave me 5. Rabbi Meir mechayev, a shvua. V'chachamim omrim, kol ha'machur l'karka hareu kekarka. Okay? Right? So now, what's the issue? Do we view these kfanim that are full of fruits as the fruits are mechubar lakarka, or since the fruits are going to come off, then they're like kigazuz dami and they're considered like metaltelin. V'amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, anovim ha'umdim li batzer ika benayu. As Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said about this machloket, their machloket was only in a case where they were already ripe, the fruits. The Rabbi Meir savar kibitzurot amyan. There is if you already pruned them. The Rabbanan savar lav kibitzurot amyan. There is if you didn't. So now we say no. You can't. So what was the whole thing? We want to say this machloket is exactly the same as the hair machloket. So now they say not necessarily. Afilu tema Rabbi Meir. You can even explain Rabbi Meir in our case is saying the opposite in our case. Because why? What could you say? Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Meir hatam elaban avin. Dekaima dekaiman. The longer they're on the vine, they're going to start to rot. Okay, so therefore, they're so omdoli batser, right? If they're already ready, it's not only that they're about to be taken off, but if you don't take them off, they'll be ruined, so it's in your best interest to take them off, which makes them all the more so considered disconnected. But in our case, okay, you could disagree with this, aval hacha kaima dekai ishbuche mishabech. Okay, the longer you keep your hair on, the stronger it makes it, the better it is, right? And obviously, they're not really talking about split ends and things like that. People who, you know, your hair at a certain point doesn't. But I guess, you know, there's a certain aspect of growing your hair. It just makes your hair stronger. I don't know if it's really the case.
That's the argument where the new hair was.
Right, the new hair, right. There was a whole thing about does the new hair grow, right? It's similar. Yafe.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly.
And they're only talking about head hair. Right?
Yeah, they're talking about head hair. Yeah, hair on your head. Okay. Kiselek Rabbi Chia bar Yosef Amar lahashmata derav kamei derabbi Yochanan. Okay, when Rabbi Chia bar Yosef was leaving, he said, I assume this means he was leaving from Eretz Kiselek. He went up to Eretz Israel. Okay, right, because Kiselek is Ole, right. Right, when Rabbi Chia bar Yosef went up to Eretz Israel, so he brought the Shmata of Rav, he brought the what Rav said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? So now they're going to question this. What do you mean? V'hu lo Amar Hachi? In other words, what does it sound like? When Rabbi Yochanan said, did Rav really say this? What does it sound like? Okay, remember what our statement is. Hamakdish Avdo Yatsa L'Chirut, right? All right, we're not talking. Okay, sorry, I forgot. We're switching topics now. There were two topics Rav said. One was about the Makdish Avdo Yatsa L'Chirut, and the second was the Mafkir Avdo, right? If you're Mafkir, you're Eved. You say, I don't want this heaven anymore. Remember the machlok at Rav and Shmuel, right? Rav said he's chofshi, right? But he needs a get shechur. Okay, it's not sufficient. He's only free where it comes to the mammon aspect. But when it comes to the isser aspect, can he be considered a Jew and marry anyone he wants? No, he needs a get shechur for that. And Shmuel disagreed. So when they brought this in front of Rabbi Yochanan said, Rav really said this? Now, what does it sound like? It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with it, right? So now they're questioning that. V'hu lo amar hachi, what? Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't agree with that statement? In other words, why was he questioning Rav? He himself thinks that. V'ha amar Ula, how do we know this? Didn't Ula say amar Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Ha-mafkir abdo yatsa l'cheirut v'tzarich get shechur. Okay? So why did, when they brought Rav's statement to Rabbi Yochanan, why was he so surprised by it? As if, oh my God, why is he saying this? So now they're going to say, Hachi Kamerlei, this is what he said. Amar Rav Kavati, did Rav really say like me? Oh, that's so nice to hear, right? Okay. V'ika da'amre, other people say that the story happened differently. Lo simua kamei, he didn't finish saying it. Okay, meaning, what did he say? If he didn't finish his statement, what part did he say? Hamafkir avdo yatsa l'cheirut, but he didn't say, v'tzarich get shechur. So now it's going to be different, right? Then he's going to say, V'lo amar Rav tzarich get shechur? Does Rav not think that you need to get shechur? And now they're going to say, and obviously Rabbi Yochanan asked this question because Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh, he goes l'shitato. D'amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan, amafkir avdo yatsa l'chiru v'tzarich get shechur. Okay, so there were two different versions of how the story came about. Gufa, now we're going to go into the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan, amafkir avdo yatsa l'chiru v'tzarich get shechur. Etivei Rabbi Abba le'ula. Okay, Rabbi Abba asked a question on Ula from this brayta. Ger shemet ubizbizu Yisrael nechasav v'hayu behen avadim. Okay, if a ger dies, what's the issue? Nobody is there to inherit his property. Okay, the assumption is he doesn't have kids and obviously he doesn't have any other relatives because it's a ger. So a ger who dies without relatives and without children. What happens? The Jews start coming and, you know, everybody around starts looting his stuff because it's free-for-all. It's hefker. Same case, right? It's hefker. And between, you know, among his nechasim were avadim. Ben gdolim, ben ktanim, kanu atzmam b'nei chorim. Okay, what do you see here? They became chofshi and they don't need to get shichur, right? So the Avadim become free because this is a case of he was mafkir. Now, in this case, he wasn't mafkir befoal, right? It just happened. He died. They automatically become hefker. Abishaul omer, gdolim kanu atzman b'nei chorin. Only the gdolim are able to buy themselves out because they're gdolim, but ktanim can't buy themselves out. So what happens to the ktanim? Kol ha-machzik behen zacha behem. Whoever grabs them, you know, gets to keep them. Okay.
How did they buy themselves out? They actually paid
them. So that's a good question. How did they buy themselves out? Do they have any money?
From whom do they buy themselves out?
Hena kodvim l'chol adam. So Rashi says, Hen kodvim l'chol adam l'achzik ba'atzmam min ahefker. They're not worth anything at this point. They're hefker. Anyone could just take them. So they can take themselves, so to speak, without money. They just say, oh, I now belong to myself. And then they bought themselves. Right. Okay? Because they're all hefker. They're not worth anything. They do it themselves. But a katan, according to Abishal, can't do that. Because a katan doesn't have the koch to make a kinyan. So he can't buy himself. So he's stuck. Okay?
It might actually be kindness for these children. It's like, where would they go?
Right. You're fit. They don't have anything.
The adult ones to free themselves. They're the children of them, and then they take
But again, they could work for someone without, they could get a job without having to be a slave. But you're right. The conditions sometimes are almost better for slaves than not. It could be. It's interesting. You could be, what you could be saying is that maybe Jabba Shaul is trying to adopt or protect the younger ones. Mm-hmm. Possibly. Right. So it's all a matter of also how were the slaves treated, and you know, I'm sure it varied in different times and different places. Okay. So now they're going to say, V'chimi katav get shichur le'elu, right? What do you see? That, who wrote a get shichur for these people? Amar, Dame haime rabbanan, okay, so that was a question, right? Abai asked Ula this question. So what do you see here? Hamafkir avdo, right? What's the situation? Lo yatza l'cheirut, right? Because, sorry. Hamavkir avdo yatza l'cheirut and doesn't need to get shichur. Rabbi Yochanan said it needed to get shichur. So what does he answer back? He says, Dame hai mirabanan kedelo gamri in sheshmata. This guy doesn't seem like he knows what he's talking about. V'tam amai, amar av nachman, kasavar ula, avdo de ger ki ishto. The evid of the ger is like his wife. Okay? Ma ishto mishtacha belo get, af avadav mishtachim belo get. Just like when he dies, his wife doesn't need a get. So likewise, his avadim, and they're distinguishing between a case of death and a case of mafkir. Okay? If he died, just like his wife doesn't need a get to be freed from him, likewise the eved.
We're back to Gittin.
Okay? Right, we're back to Gittin. We're back to making a comparison between eved and a woman. Okay. That's what they're saying. She's a widow. So the same thing they're applying to the Eved. The Eved would be the same as the Isha. Okay, just like the Eved, just like the Isha. By the way, where did they learn this from? You remember the comparison? V'katav la and ochufsha lo nitan la. This is the Eved. So there's a la, and they learn what's true for an Eved is true for an Isha. So just like the Isha doesn't need a get when the husband dies, likewise the Eved doesn't need a get when the Adon dies, only obviously if he has no inheritors. Okay, no heirs. So now, what are they going to say? By the way, remember this because we're going to see the whole thing in a flip now, after, in a minute. Ihachi, afili Yisrael Nami. So if that's the case, then it should apply to anybody, right? I already said it's only if you have no heirs. But really, according to this, just like a wife goes out when a husband dies, so the avadim should go free. So they say, no, because there's a special pasuk by that. Amakra. We read that pasuk yesterday, right? You give these down, you pass them down to your children. So therefore, it seems clear that when you die, the avadim don't go free. Only if you don't have children, heirs, then they go free. So then they say, Ihachi, I didn't skip something before, did I, right? Okay, no?
No.
Okay. Ihachi, hamafkir avdo umet, nami. So if that's the case, what if you're mafkir your avid and then you die? What about that situation? That's a great situation. You're mafkir your eved. Now, what's the issue? He needs to get shichur, but who can give him a get shichur? He doesn't belong to anybody. He's going to be stuck, right? Alama amar ameimar ha-mafkir avdo umet, oto eved ein lo takana. Right? So according to this, mafkir avdo umet should allow, the mitah, again, should allow him to be free. And ameimar says, this guy's totally stuck because he doesn't belong to the adon's family anymore, right? They don't own him, so they can't free him, right? Only the Adon himself could have done that, but he didn't, and now the Mavet can't do that. So what do they answer? Damei Markashya. Amei Mar is difficult. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. Halachak Abba Shaul. Because Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says in the name of Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi that the halacha is like Abba Shaul, that a katan, whether he's a katan or a the gedolim, if a ger dies and he had slaves, if they were gdolim, then they were able to acquire themselves to be free. But if they were ktanim, then they weren't free, and anyone who grabbed them first would be their owner. So amalei Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Beferush mi'alach o michlala shmi'alach? Did you learn this explicitly, that Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi said this explicitly, or are you deriving it from something he said? So now they ask, well, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says to him, my klala, what statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are you deriving this from? So answers Rabbi Zeira, De'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amru lifnei Rabbi, they said before Rabbi, if someone says, Amar nitya ashti miploni avdi, I don't want to own this slave anymore. Mahu, what's the situation? Amar lahem, omer ani, ein lo takana ela b'shtar. It's not sufficient that he said it, but he actually needs a shtar, according to Rabbi. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan wants to know, my time at Rabbi, where does Rabbi learn this from? So the answer given is, Gamar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Gamar la me'isha. Remember it says, we learned this before, v'katav la, and it says by the Shivcha that chufsha lo nitan la. So because the Eved and the Isha both have the word la, it says, Ma'isha, the derivation is Ma'isha b'shtar, af Eved nami b'shtar. Just like a woman needs a shtar to remove her from a marriage, also an Eved needs a shtar to remove him from slavery. V'kadiyat tamina, and if you, now he's going to assume, where did you derive this from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made this whole statement. First he said, Amu lifnei Rabbi, and then he said that Rabbi Yochanan says upon that, the la la me'isha. So now the derivation could be that since Rabbi Yochanan derives the la la mi'isha, af isha b'shtar, af evin nami b'shtar, you could be medayek from there, ki isha, not only do we derive la la mi'isha that both need a shtar, but ki isha, ma'isha isur v'loma mona, af evin nami isur v'loma mona. Just like a woman, if her husband dies, what happens? She's not removed from any monetary bond to her husband. She didn't belong to her husband monetarily. But what's the situation? She is removed from Isser upon his death. So an Eved also is removed from Isser, but not from Mammon. So now what does that mean? So in this case, when the Ger left over the Eved, if he can deal with the monetary thing on his own, as he can acquire himself, then he's free. But if, because he's also free from the Isser, from the death of the husband, but the death itself, and since the Isha, he gets out the same way the Isha gets out. What's the Isha getting out from? The Isur, not from any mammon obligation. So a person who can buy himself out like a gadol is fine because he can deal with the mammon on his own. But a child, a minor who can't deal with that on his own, remains bonded, you know, in slavery, and he can't be freed. So now Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says, V'imichlala mai adrabah. If you want to say it's michlala, you can actually say the opposite. Dok mina le'idach gisa. You could say exactly the opposite theory. That ma'isha ben gdola ben ktana, af evinami ben gadol ben katan. You could say no. You could say dafka the opposite. A woman gets out of marriage, whether she's a gdola or whether she's a ktana. Likewise, an evid can get out of marriage, whether he's gadol or whether he's katan. So now, it doesn't prove anything about Abishal. And anyway, what does he say to him, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi? He says, and by the way, Amarlei Beferish Mi'ali. Anyway, I heard it explicitly from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I wasn't trying to derive it from this statement. Now we're going to see the exact same thing, the opposite. In other words, it's going to be very similar. Rabbi Zeira is going to come in and say, did you learn this Miklala? Except that it's going to be a different statement. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba now says in the name of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Halacha Kabashaw. The Halacha is not like Abba Shaul. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Beferu Shmi Alach o Michlala Shmi Alach. So now he's not asking Rabbi Yidi Bar Abba, he's asking Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, did you learn that Rabbi Yochanan says this explicitly, that the halacha is not like Abba Shaul? Or did you derive it from something he said? So now they ask, my klala, what would be the derivation? Where would you have derived it from, Rabbi Zeira? So now they're going to say the exact same thing. De'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amru lefanav Rabbi, nitya'ashti miploni avdo mahu. Amar lahem, omer ani, ein lo takana ela b'shtar. The person still needs a shtar. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, my time into Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the reason? Exactly what we saw before. Gamar la la mi'isha. Ma'isha b'shtar, af ebinami b'shtar. V'kadiyak tamineh, and then you could derive from here what? Ke'isha. Ma'isha ben gdola ben ktana, af ebinami ben gadol ben katan. Just like a woman could be a gdola or a ktana, she still needs a shtar. Likewise, in Eved, ben gadol ben katan, there's no distinction between a gadol and a katan. And therefore, if you're going to say that in the case where the ger dies, the slaves get free, you're not going to distinguish between a gadol or a katan. Just like a woman gets free, the slave can also get free. So now, obviously, he's going to have the same retort, the opposite way of the last one. V'im michlala ma'ar, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says, well, if you're going to learn michlala, you could actually say the opposite. Adrava, dok mina lahachisa, learn it this way. Ma'isha isura v'lo mamona, af evinami isura v'lo mamona. Yes, it's true, they both go free when the ger dies, but what? The woman goes free from isurim, not from mamon, from the fact that she's not going to be an eshet ish anymore. But the eved is also going to be like that. He's only free from isur in terms of getting married again, but he's not free from mamon. And therefore, only a slave who can actually buy himself out and acquire himself once he's hefker, which would only be a gadol, is allowed to, but not a katan. In which case, you could learn from Rabbi Yochanan, after the opposite, the halacha is like Abba Shaul, and therefore you can't derive it. In any case, what does Rabbi Chiya bar Abba say now? Amarle beferish mi'ali. Oh, and by the way, I actually heard it explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan. I wasn't trying to derive it from what he said. Okay, that's it for today. Okay.